All right, we're with Rainbow Noise Entertainment, of course. And with the rain today, of course, here in ATL, of course, we should see a lot of rainbows, right? But anyway, how did Rainbow Noise Entertainment come to life?
Well, basically, I've been doing music for the past 7 years and decided to focus on the gay and lesbian community by doing a gay label, basically geared toward gay and lesbian artists. So that's where it came about. We started about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
A year ago. And you already got buzz from the Ellen DeGeneres show, right?
After Ellen.
After Ellen.
After Ellen, which is a website that's made for the lesbian community based on the After Ellen show. I think it's a part of Logo.
Yeah.
It's a part of the Logo TV channel.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So tell me about where are you guys from?
I'm personally hometown from the DMV,
mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C., but I currently live in Vegas.
I'm J Squared, and I'm from San Diego, California.
Awesome.
I'm Steph Famous, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas! So what, is it true what stays in Vegas? You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Unless you watch the YouTube.
Okay. And what about you?
I'm an individual from Queens, New York.
Queens, New York, okay.
I'm Kix from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Okay, in the West Coast, of course. So tell me about what does your music represent?
I think it represents us as individuals, as people. Everybody brings their own piece of themselves into it, and it represents us as who we are.
Okay. And tell me about your song that made it big. What's the name of this one again?
I'm a Homo.
I'm a Homo. Tell me what's that about.
I mean, it's not about anything but us being who we are again. It's called I'm a Homo because that's what individually we are, all homos. And, you know, we made a song just repping, you know, what we felt that means.
Right, right. So, how did, when you got that buzz, you know, when the buzz was on the streets about that song, you know, when people loved it, how did that make you feel?
It felt good. I mean, it was a lot of controversy surrounded around it, but, you know, it felt good to have, you know, people talking about it and putting on for our community in that way.
And when controversy hits you in a negative way sometimes, how do you handle that?
We just got to take it as it goes. That's what comes. We all want to live the life of a star and be in a public eye, and that's kind of what comes with it. So.
And who do you look up to?
I look up to myself and God.
And what about you?
My mom and my dad.
Awesome. You?
I don't know. It's like frequently changed. I look up to CEO.
Okay.
That's my CEO.
Okay. And what about you?
I don't look up to anything, but I look forward to the future.
Okay. And you?
My mom.
Okay. And if you could do me a favor, because, you know, on the Derek Shapiro show, okay, I always say, lose out to the Derek Shapiro show. So if you could have it like a sequence of, say, Derek Shapiro show. 1, 2, 3. Derek Shapiro
show.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. And if you could give a shout out, say this is your name, and you listen to the Derek Shapiro show.
This is C. Smith, CEO of Rainbow Noise, and the Derek Shapiro show.
This is J Squared, shit out of San Diego, California. This is the Derek Shapiro Show.
Stud Famous coming live from the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is Jinky. Shout out to Ram Squad, Penn State. Kix, Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much. And also, you're on the DSS TV station. I'm present on my DSS TV station too, okay? Yes, DSS TV station, yes.
Okay,
all right. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.